From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After years of big spending, Americans continue to pull back. Consumer expenditures fell for a sixth straight month. That's according to the Commerce Department. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
Consumer spending was down 1% in December. Amid all the recent layoffs and fears of more, ordinary people are trying to hold on to their money. Last month, the personal savings rate hit 3.6%. That's striking in a country where, in recent years, many people actually spent more than they made. All that savings, though, does not help a recession. Consumption makes up most of America's gross domestic product, and while it's good for individuals to save, economists say it isn't good if everyone does it at once. Not surprisingly, personal income fell 0.2% last month as well. That was driven by the loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs across the economy. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Attorney General nominee Eric Holder appears to be headed for almost certain confirmation. Debate is underway in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Despite some partisan bickering, the ranking Republican on the committee, Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, has said Holder is well qualified for the job and should be confirmed. Hillary Clinton, with her husband President Bill Clinton and daughter Chelsea standing by her side, was officially sworn in as the Obama administration's new Secretary of State. Today's swearing-in comes as the former First Lady prepares for her first substantive meeting since her appointment, with sessions scheduled for tomorrow with the foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Weak oversight and greed helped undermine U.S. efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's according to the U.S. Inspector General, who says the $50 billion effort amounted to a significant waste of taxpayer dollars. Stuart Bowen has issued a report contending that part of the problem was poor planning from the start. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
So where was most of the money wasted? Bowen says rebuilding Iraq's infrastructure, like the electrical grid. But 6 years later, electricity and oil production are still below goals, and key water and sewer projects have not lived up to plans. Bowen did not see much evidence of fraud, but simple waste from contractors' overhead costs, award fees, and delays, sometimes due to lax security. But some of those billions spent, Bowen says, were better put to use rebuilding Iraq's army and police. Bowen's report was called Hard Lessons. Among them, the U.S. government, especially the Pentagon, thought the Iraqis could quickly assume control in 2003. When that didn't happen, Bowen says, there was no well-defined Plan B. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Department store chain Macy's is cutting 7,000 jobs, around 4% of its workforce, in response to the economic slowdown. Macy's expects a difficult year with forecasts that its same-store sales will fall by between 6 and 8%. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 64 points to close at 7,936. The NASDAQ gained 18 points today. This is NPR. The Treasury Department announced today it will need to borrow nearly $500 billion in the first 3 months of this year. That's a record amount for the January through March period. The announcement comes on top of $569 billion the government borrowed for the October through December quarter. Large amounts of borrowing come as the government works to fund the $700 billion financial rescue program and deal with the deepening recession that has cut into tax revenues. For the budget year that began October 1st, the government is forecasting a budget deficit set to reach a record $1 trillion or more. President Obama says his decision to close Guantanamo Bay has been met with positive reaction around the world. Mr. Obama said he is worried, however, released detainees could go back to the battlefield. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
President Obama said closing Guantanamo is the right thing to do. He said he has to make the best judgments as to what's going to keep the U.S. safe. Mr. Obama indicated that equally important, though, is upholding the U.S. Constitution and America's sense of due process.
If we don't uphold our Constitution and our values, that over time that will make us less safe, and that will be a recruitment tool for organizations like Al-Qaeda. That's what I've got to keep my eye on.
Only two dozen of the roughly 245 men remaining at Guantanamo have been charged with any crime. The Obama administration is trying to release at least one-third of the detainees and will have to decide how to try and where to hold the remaining prisoners once Guantanamo is closed a year from now. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
The groundhog saw his shadow today, meaning, according to legend, we are in for 6 more weeks of winter. Renowned weather prognosticator Punxsutawney Phil emerged from his burrow this morning in front of an estimated 13,000 witnesses to issue his annual forecast. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.